are gonna call your work. We are gonna prank your home. We are gonna post your dots and harass you. We are gonna steal your car. We are gonna go too far. We are gonna drive you nuts, you fucking bastard.
Hey there, you're listening to Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. This is episode 10, and I'm your host, Mr. Dabalina. On today's show, we're basically just going to have one single prank call. Well, it's two, sort of, but they're to the same family, so I don't know if that counts. This is another one from 2015 that I just discovered again recently, and a listener sent me a photograph of a bunch of people that were on this car recall list, and I guess they snapped a picture from a car dealership that they were at. You know, the list was just kind of sitting out there for anyone to see. And I called up everybody on the list. I gave them crazy stories about their car. I told some people they were going to have to do the fix themselves. And I told other people that we'd upgraded their car to a self-driving car. And I told one guy that I lost my weed pipe in his car. I think I'm going to play these calls that I'm talking about on the next episode. But on this episode, you're going to be treated to just one family of people. You're going to listen to the depressed father, and then the angry mother, and then the sassy daughter. I think in that order, if I'm not mistaken. This entire call is 24 minutes long, so it's just long enough for an episode of this show. And I thought about leaving the first guy off of here because he's just so depressing. He just kind of takes everything I throw at him. He's like, okay, I guess, that's whatever, you know. If that's the way it's gotta be, then that's the way it's gotta be. But he gives me his wife's number, and then I get to talk to his wife and his daughter, and it gets much more fun right around that time. So hang in there, try not to get too depressed listening to this first guy. He's the shortest part of the whole thing, but it's worth it in the end. I promise. Just keep listening.
Hello.
Hello, Frank?
Yeah.
Hey, Frank. It's Roy from the car dealership. I'm calling about your Fusion.
Yeah.
And I needed to let you know that we did a firmware update over the internet to your car.
Yeah.
So it's updated the software. You sound depressed. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm getting there. I just had a busy day, and I'm kind of wore out.
Oh, okay. Well, you're probably not going to want to hear this then. We had to do an update that limits your car's top speed to 55 miles an hour.
What about being 55 miles an hour?
Your car will no longer go faster than 55 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
That's a Fusion.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
What about on my... Taurus, is there anything on it?
Yeah, we've limited both of them. The Taurus also. So
yeah.
You will no longer be able to go faster than 55 miles an hour.
Oh, okay.
You're okay with that,
but
right?
We have gone faster than 55.
I know, but we just
updated
it today, so you can no longer go faster than 55.
Okay. Is there still she's still on the list to get that bolt or whatever it is that goes in that steering.
Yeah, yeah. That still hasn't arrived. It's going to be another week before that arrives, and then we can schedule you an appointment.
Yeah.
Also, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to let you know that also your car is not going to, it won't start up after 6 p.m. from now on because you're too old to drive after dark.
Oh, Christ. In other words, I might as well just...
Get a bike.
Get a bike?
I don't know.
I don't want no bike.
Okay, well...
Get me a little motor scooter or something.
Oh, yeah, hover round. I hear hover rounds are really awesome.
Yeah. So after what time now?
After 6 p.m.? Because, you know, in the wintertime, it gets dark earlier. I know it doesn't get dark at 6 p.m. right now, but it will soon. So yeah.
My wife's got a little job, and she don't get off till after 8 o'clock right now.
She's going to have to walk home.
Huh?
She's going to have to walk home.
I am.
Yeah, no, your wife is, because her car won't run after 6 p.m. Does she drive the Taurus?
No, she's driving the Fusion. That's her car.
Oh, okay, yeah, both of those. They're not going to work anymore after 6 p.m. The radio will still work, so she can get in there and just listen to the radio until morning.
Yeah. I wish you was telling her this stuff. She'd be coming down here trying to choke you or something.
Really? Is she at work now? If you give me your number, I could call her and let her know.
Yeah, she's working now.
Okay, I'd love to talk to her if she'll do that.
Yeah, call 555.
Okay. And just ask for, like, what's her name?
Margie.
Margie?
Margie.
All right, yeah, I'll give her a call.
She ain't going to care for this at all. I don't either.
Yeah, but, you know, what can you do?
I know.
Also, pretty much every, you know, like, it has GPS in the car. We're going to be sending all of the GPS data to the Chinese government so they can see where you've gone and how fast you drive.
Oh, yeah. Who you send it to?
The Chinese government.
Oh, Jesus. Do we do anything in this country anymore?
Well, yeah, you can do whatever you want. It's a free country. But the Chinese government's going to know.
When?
Well, we just have to send it to the Chinese government. It's for it's so we can make more money.
Yeah.
That's how we were able to sell you the car for so cheap.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Well, you're going to have to call her and talk to her. I don't know. Because I'm at home and she's working. She works about... I say about 10 miles from where I live.
Oh, well, that's not that far of a walk. She could do that in about 3 hours.
Yeah. And if she does, she'll be looking to break your neck.
I don't want that.
Even though it's not your fault.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just a cog in the machine.
Yep. That's the way it goes.
Yeah. Anyway, I was just kidding about all that stuff. Your car's
you
fine.
Were?
Yeah, yeah, I was just kidding. Your car will work after 6. Come on, who would do that?
You and the Chinese.
No, we don't work with the Chinese. We hate the Chinese.
Yeah, I hope so.
They're a bunch of jerks. No, actually, I was calling to let you know that the part's ready. You can. Would you like to make an appointment to come in?
That you mean that bolt that goes in that steering column or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. Because if we don't get that in there, the steering column could just fall right off.
Yeah, that. Well, she's working right now, and she was planning on taking it out tomorrow. She takes her sister out on Fridays.
Oh, okay. You want me to just call her and let her know?
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, if anything, well, she could bring it down there in the morning, or one of us can, and drop it off for a while, and she can just use my car if she has to.
Okay, that sounds good.
Another thing, too, my trunk of my Taurus has got these two, they're kind of like shocks that makes the trunk go up.
Yeah.
Anyway, them things is wore out. They won't let it do that no more.
Oh.
You got to go over there and hold the trunk lid up so you can put your stuff in that trunk.
Oh, if you just kind of unscrew the cap, you know, that they kind of come in half and just blow into it like you're blowing up a balloon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just like you're blowing up a balloon, just blow into that metal tube thing. That'll fix it.
Yeah. Okay.
That'll do it.
All right. So I'll just go ahead and call her and see if she will go along with her bringing it in there tomorrow.
Okay. Can I tell her all that fake stuff just to see if she gets angry?
Well, she's liable to. She gets kind of mean.
Oh, that's perfect then.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I got to sleep with her and everything if you tell her that's just a big joke.
Oh, that's true. I don't want to mess up, you know, private time tonight.
That's right.
All right, I'll be nice then.
Okay, then.
All right, well, have a nice day.
Oh, You have a nice evening, too.
Watch some TV. Make sure you get a massage from her when she gets home.
Yeah.
It sounds like you need it.
Okay.
All right.
You take care now.
You too. Goodbye.
What is your name?
This is Roy.
Roy.
Yep.
Where do you work mainly?
I'm at the dealership. I mainly work in the service area, the service bay.
Oh, do you?
Yep.
That's good. I worked there for a little while after I retired. That was a big mistake.
After I
was getting too much money.
Oh, yeah.
After I retired. I spent 48 years with Ford.
Oh, yeah, it's a good company.
I was getting a top pension on my
I'm going under a freeway overpass.
And,
All right, I hung up. I couldn't listen to any more of that.
Hello?
Hello, Margie?
Yes?
Hi, this is Roy from the car dealership. I'm calling about your Fusion.
Yeah?
And I just needed to let you know. I'm sorry. I needed to let you know that we've updated your car through the internet. So it's updated the software in it.
And, yeah.
We've made it so that your car's top speed is now 55 miles per hour.
Huh?
We've made it so you can't go faster than 55 miles an hour.
I can't?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Just to be safe.
Why can't I?
It's just to be safe.
Why?
Well, we don't want you to get in a wreck, so we've limited your car's top speed to 55 miles an hour.
And for what reason?
Other than
being safe.
Well, we're able to see how fast you drive normally and how much you swerve around on the road, and we notice that you're kind of a bad driver. So
I am not a bad driver.
Oh, yes, you
are. I've never had a ticket in my life.
Well, maybe you're just lucky, but
who are you with?
I'm with the car dealership where
you have no right to change that in my car.
Well, we've also changed it so you can't drive anymore after 6 p.m. because we don't want you driving in the dark, because that's where you do most of your bad driving.
You must have the wrong person. I see perfectly fine.
Are you sure? Because maybe someone is.
I'm positive. You must have the wrong person.
Are you letting a bad driver use your car?
No. I'm the only one that drives my car.
It's not your husband?
No.
Okay. Well, yeah, we've shut off your car after 6 p.m.
You better put it back the way it was.
Oh, no. No, we can't do it because we don't want you to get hurt.
You put it back the way it was. Or I'll take this goddamn car right back. And they can shove it up their rear end.
Well, you won't get a refund, especially with that attitude.
Why do I have an attitude? You're the one that gave me the attitude.
Okay, and I have to...
My driving is perfectly safe.
I have to tell you a third thing also. You know how your car has GPS in it, so they can see where you go?
Where do I go?
Well, no, I'm saying...
Tell me where I go.
No, just listen. It has GPS. We're going to forward all of your GPS data to the Chinese government.
Why to the Chinese government?
Cause they pay us to do that, so we make money that way, and that's how we're able to sell you cars for so cheap.
You leave me and my car alone. No. I'm going to call and find out what the heck's going on.
It's just...
And if my car can't go further than... If I can't drive past 6 p.m., and if I can't drive faster than 55 miles an hour, this car is going right back to my...
Well, no, these are government regulations. We're allowed to do this.
Government regulations? Says who? I've never heard of such a thing.
It's just the way we do things now, you know?
Who does things?
Everyone.
Does the Chinese government have to do with it?
We can update...
Why should you get paid to give the Chinese government my information?
Well, we're not going to actually give it to them. We've just given them the login information for your car.
You're going to sell it to them.
Right. We've sold them the login information to your car, so it's just going to be them logging into your car. They can also watch you through the camera on the dashboard.
Do what?
You know, just...
I do nothing wrong with my car. I do nothing wrong. I drive 5 miles over the speed limit.
Oh, see? There you go. That's something that's wrong.
I've never had... You know, I don't always do that.
It's illegal, though.
But if I do on the highways, it's 5 miles over. Not even more than 5 miles over.
So what you're saying is you only break the law sometimes.
Everybody does.
Well, that doesn't make it right.
I mean, everybody that has a new car and don't drive it 5 miles over, they're going to have this done to them?
Well, I mean, if we want to. Just if we want to. Also, while I was doing the update on your car, I noticed that there's the smell of marijuana smoke inside your car.
No one smokes in my car. Well, I don't smoke.
Well, do you smoke marijuana? Because we were detecting a marijuana smell.
No, I do not. No, I've never, ever done that. I'm 70 years old.
Well, yeah, some old people, they smoke for you know, arthritis.
Well, I sure don't. I've never even tried the crap and don't intend to.
Okay, well, no, you don't have to deny it, because we can tell that your car smells like marijuana.
Oh, my God. I do not no one in my car has smoked marijuana.
Do you take it in for oil changes? Maybe the people that get your oil changed,
yes.
Maybe they go
yes,
in.
Yes, I do.
Maybe they smoke marijuana while they're changing the oil.
I've never smoked marijuana, and don't ever intend to. My Muslim husband has never drove my car.
Maybe the oil change people, maybe they get in your car and they smoke marijuana while they sit in your car and listen to the radio.
You know, I don't understand this conversation at all. I do not understand this conversation at all. You're telling me if I get in my car right now, I can't drive it.
Yeah, because it's after 6. You're going to have to walk home tonight.
You're a bunch of bull. Go to hell.
What? Why?
You keep telling me.
That's.
Yes?
Oh, I also needed to let you know that bolt is in for your power steering.
No, thanks a lot.
And you can bring it over.
How am I supposed to get it there if I can't drive it?
Oh, you can. Oh, that's right. You can't bring it over tonight. Maybe tomorrow morning you can.
You know what? I work. And I better be able to drive home tonight.
I don't know. It's after 6.
Well, I better be able to drive home.
Okay, I'm not supposed to tell people this, but I'll tell you anyway. You know, there's a clock in there. If you set the clock to 9 in the morning, it'll start letting you drive again. So you're just going to have to trick the car by changing the clock?
Oh, my God.
But don't tell anyone told you.
Well, I'm leaving here, and I'm going straight to first thing in the morning because I know they're probably closed now.
Yeah.
And I'll let them tell me this is all happening.
Okay. Don't tell them that I told you about the clock trick because I'm not supposed to tell that.
Okay.
Just make sure you don't drive like an idiot like you usually do because...
I don't drive like an idiot.
Well, our records show that you do.
Well, you must have the wrong Ford.
No, it's definitely yours. We looked on the records. I looked on the dashboard camera, and that's your face in there.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I do not drive like a maniac. Never have. Maybe when I was younger, but not now.
Well, maybe this is payback for driving like a maniac in your younger days.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, you know, can we end this? I'm at work, and I have something to do. I have to do.
Okay. Where do you work at?
I ain't gonna tell you that.
Oh, why not? I might want to come by and buy something.
Why would I tell you that?
Well, just in case I want to buy something.
Why would I tell you that?
I want to buy stuff, maybe.
You know, what's your name, sir?
This is Roy.
Roy.
Yep.
They're trying to pull some kind of bullshit. Who are you?
What's she saying?
Who are you?
Who is this? Is this Margie still?
Don't worry about it. No, it's not. Who are you?
Well, who are you?
I'm her daughter. What are you trying to pull on her?
Oh, I'm not trying to pull anything. I was just letting her know about the firmware update.
Do what?
I was just letting her know about the firmware update we sent to her car.
The what update?
The firmware. It's like a software update. We send it through the internet on the car.
Okay. So why are you telling her that people are smoking marijuana in her car and she can't drive it after 6 o'clock?
Okay, look. I know it was probably you smoking the marijuana in her car.
No, honey. I'm 50 years old. I don't smoke fucking marijuana.
Well, she's acting.
You're pissing me off here. Well, don't be playing games with my mom. I will come down there and kick your ass.
Oh, no, you won't.
What is this about?
I have a black belt. You can't kick my ass.
I don't give a fuck what you got.
Do you want to fight?
What are you doing calling her and telling her this bullshit?
Well, hey, I'll fight you if you want to fight. I'll prove it to you. I can kick your ass easily.
Oh, you're threatening to kick my ass.
No, I didn't threaten. I'm just saying.
Why are you calling her and telling her this?
I know how to defend myself. I'm a sensei.
I don't care. I don't care. Why are you telling her? Look. Why are you telling her this stuff?
Well, because I just needed to let her know. We're required by law to let her know.
Who told you someone was smoking marijuana in her car?
Well,
nobody drives their car. Nobody drives their car.
Hey,
but her.
Shut up. No, the computer, it tells
You're
us.
You're telling me to shut up. You're telling me to shut up.
Well, I couldn't talk.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Because you keep interrupting.
Then tell me, who told you someone was smoking marijuana in her car?
Okay, can I tell you without you interrupting this time?
Yes, tell me. I'll be right there.
There are sensors in the car, and they detect different smells, and they detected the smell of marijuana.
No one is driving her car but her.
Well, it must be her,
and
then.
And I'm telling you what, she's a 70-year-old woman. She's never touched marijuana in her life.
Well, maybe she just is embarrassed to tell you, to admit it.
No, honey. I know my mommy. My mama don't drink. She don't smoke. She never has.
Maybe she has a secret life
there's
you don't know
mistake.
About. She doesn't tell you everything.
Maybe there's a mistake.
No.
You know, and you cannot be telling her she can't drive her car.
No, she can't. I told her.
I mean, she makes payments on that car. That car belongs to her.
I told
not
her.
You.
I told her a secret way that she could drive it. She just has to reset the clock.
I'll reset. How do you reset it?
You know, just change the time. Change it to 9 a.m.
Change it to 9 a.m. I just drove her car around the block and it was fine.
Okay, every time she wants to drive after 6, she has to change the clock to daytime hours.
Okay. That's fine. I'll change it.
It's pretty easy. It shouldn't be a problem.
I mean, I don't understand this. I really, truly do not understand how you can tell someone they smell something in your car.
No, well, there are sensors
even
in
if,
the car.
Even if she does smoke marijuana or whatever, even though she doesn't,
yeah.
It's none of your business what she does in her car. She makes the payments, not
yeah.
you.
Well, anyway, I'm just
Has
kidding.
Has she ever been late on the payment?
I'm just joking.
Who are you anyway? Who are you?
Hey, shut up. Now, I'm just joking about all
Don't
of this.
Don't tell me to shut up one more time.
Okay, I won't.
Do not tell me to shut up.
Sorry.
That is so rude.
Well, you're the one that threatened to kick my ass. That was,
you know,
that was more rude.
Why are you doing this to my mom? Why are you calling and harassing my mom?
Okay, well,
That's her car.
I'm trying to tell you if you'll let me talk.
All right, fine. Tell me.
Okay, well, I'm a wacky morning DJ. I was just making a prank call. None of that stuff's true.
Oh, see, this shit. Oh, this is supposed to be funny now?
Well, it is pretty funny.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I mean, you're dead serious
yeah.
right now, right?
You've been butt slammed on the 100.3 Wacky Morning Gerbil something Skippy show.
Oh, you got me pissed off. I mean, you got me really pissed off. You're messing with my mom.
I know.
Oh, my God.
It was really funny, though, wasn't
it? I'll be right back out. We'll see the puppies.
The puppy what?
I work at a restaurant. We're at a restaurant right now, my customer just brought puppies to see me.
Oh.
Mom, this is a radio station, and it's a joke.
What?
Hold on.
Tell her. It's a joke.
Do what now?
Hi, Margie.
Yes?
Oh, yeah, we were just kidding around. I'm with 100.3 FM, the radio show.
Yeah,
we're wacky morning radio DJs, and we were just joking around with you. Your car still works.
Well, I know my daughter just drove it.
I know it's because
we're about her language.
Oh, it's okay. No, it's not. It's no problem. We'll beep out the language when we air this on the radio tomorrow morning.
Oh my gosh, you gotta be kidding me!
Nope. It was.
Why did you pick me?
It was all a joke. I don't know because the people at the car dealership they gave us your phone number and they're like, "Oh, this lady would be so funny to prank call."
Oh yeah. I wasn't, was I?
Oh, I thought it was kind of funny.
Okay.
You're very confused.
Sure, it's a joke.
You're very feisty for 70 years old.
Yep. When it comes to my car and my driving, I know I'm a safe driver.
I know. I bet you are.
I've been driving for a lot of years, and I never touched marijuana in my life. I know no one in my car has smoked that.
We looked at the driving records on your car, and it shows that you're very safe.
Very safe, right.
Yep.
And you tell me I'm not? Oh, my gosh. You sure it's a radio station?
Oh, yeah, I'm positive. We're with the Skippy and Dippy show on 100.3 FM.
100.3, and I listen to you a lot.
Oh, do you? Oh, that's great.
Yes, I do.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Yes, I do.
And your husband totally didn't put us up to this. It was someone at the dealership. It wasn't George.
Okay. Okay, because I don't know too many people at the dealership. They know my husband better than they know me.
I mean Frank. Yeah, it wasn't Frank. Okay. Yeah.
He
told us to say that.
Okay.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, I hope you have a nice night, and I hope when you're driving your car home, you're just thinking about how nice it is to drive after 6 p.m.
Yeah, right.
So no hard feelings about the call, right?
No hard feelings.
Oh,
no.
You're so nice.
And sorry about my daughter's language.
Oh no, it was great.
We loved her mother.
We really loved it. We'll beep out her bad language in the morning.
Okay. All righty.
All right. Well, have a nice night.
What station is that? 103.3.
Yeah. What's your favorite radio station that makes horrible prank calls to you?
103.3.
Yay, 100.3 point whatever. All right, well, have a nice night at work.
Is that right, 103.3?
Yeah, 103.3.
That's what I thought.
All right, well,
I listen to that a lot.
Have fun cooking those puppies and serving them to people in the restaurant.
Okay, thank you.
Ba-dum-tsh. Okay, bye.
It's almost like she didn't like that last joke about cooking puppies. I thought it was kind of funny. She pretended that she knew about the station. She's like, yeah, I listen to that all the time. It was nice of them to have a good sense of humor about it in the end. Hopefully it cheered up the husband when he got home later that night, because holy crap, he needed it. Wife probably made him sleep on the couch or something that night. That's going to do it for this episode of Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. Hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to check out the other podcast that I do, The Snowplow Show, over at snowplowshow.com. That's the show where you're not hearing things 3 years behind schedule. You get to hear them as they happen. Here's a song by Crazy Town featuring Lil Wayne, Lil John, Lil Eddie. Is it Lil Cricket? I don't remember. One of those guys, one of those little guys. This is a song called Cooking by the Book.
It's a piece of cake, it's like a pretty cake. If the way is hazy, you gotta do the cooking by the book. You know you can't be lazy. Never use a messy recipe. The cake will end up crazy. If you do the cooking by the book, then you'll
let me see you back it up. Shut that ass down, load it, pick that motherfucker up. I'll break it down, bitch. Let me see you back it up. Shut that ass down, load it, pick that motherfucker up. Now back that pussy, she's a motherfucker. Hey, back that pussy, she's a motherfucker. Now back that pussy, she's a motherfucker. Hey, back that pussy, she's a motherfucker.
It's a piece of cake, you bake a pretty cake.
What?
If the way is hazy, hey, yeah. You gotta do the cooking by the book.
What?
You know you can't be lazy.
Yeah.
Never use a messy recipe.
What?
The cake will end up crazy.
Hey, yeah. It's yours, bitch. Grab his dick, it's yours, bitch. Rub that shit, it's yours, bitch. Grab his dick, it's yours, bitch. Now turn around, bitch. Put that ass on the nigga. Grind on the dick, make it get a little better. Now turn around, bitch. Put that ass on the nigga. Grind on the dick, get it, take that bigger.
You gotta do the cooking by the book.
Yeah.
This is a crank call. Goodbye.